Thanks for joining us for today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. Our reading was written by Karen Pimpo, and she titled it Uniting Nations. The longest international border in the world is shared by the United States and Canada. Covering an incredible 5,525 miles of land and water, workers regularly cut down 10 feet of trees on both sides of the boundary to make the borderline unmistakable. This lengthy ribbon of cleared land called the slash is dotted by more than 8,000 stone markers, so visitors always know where the dividing line falls. The physical deforestation of the slash represents a separation of government and cultures. As believers in Jesus, we look forward to a time when God will reverse that and unite all nations across the world under his rule. The prophet Isaiah spoke of a future where his temple will be firmly established and exalted. People from all nations will gather to learn God's ways and walk in his paths. No longer will we rely on human efforts that fail to maintain peace. As our true king, God will judge between nations and settle all disputes. Can you imagine a world without division and conflict? That's what God promises to bring. Regardless of the disunity around us, we can walk in the light of the Lord and choose to give him our allegiance now. We know that God rules over all, and he will someday unite his people under one banner. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from Isaiah chapter 2, verses 1 through 5. This is what Isaiah, son of Amoz, saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem. In the last days, the mountain of the Lord's temple will be established as the highest of the mountains. It will be exalted above the hills, and all nations will stream to it. Many peoples will come and say, "Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the temple of the God of Jacob. He will teach us his ways, so that we may walk in his paths." The law will go out from Zion, the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. He will judge between the nations and will settle disputes for many peoples. They will beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation will not take up sword against nation, nor will they train for war anymore. Come, descendants of Jacob, let us walk in the light of the Lord. Let's pray. Dear God, we believe you are sovereign over every power in the world today and that you reign above it all. May we find rest in the hope of a future time when we all live in harmony with one another and with you overseeing it all. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thanks for listening today. My name is Alicia Reisinger, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.